Part 1. Young Catherine. Chapter 1. I killed my mother. I had turned round in the womb, and the surgeon needed to cut her open to let me out. He couldn't staunch her, and by the end of that evening, she had bled to death. My father draped the public rooms of Satis House in dust sheets. The chandeliers were left in situ, but wrapped in calico bags. The shutters were closed completely across some windows, and part drawn at others. My first days were lived out in a hush of respectfully lowered voices, as a procession of folk came to offer their condolences. My eyes became accustomed to the half-light. One evening, several new candles were set in one of the chandeliers. My mother's clavecin was uncovered, and someone played it again, notwithstanding that it was out of tune. And that was the point at which the house stopped being a sepulchre and was slowly brought back to life. It was the first word I remember seeing. Havisham. Painted in green letters on the sooty brick of the brewhouse wall. Fat letters. Each one had its own character. Comfortable spreading H. Angular proud A. Welcoming open V. The unforthcoming sentinel I. S. A show-off, not altogether to be trusted. The squat and briefly indecisive, then reassuring M. The name was up there even in the dark. In the morning it was the first thing I would look for from the house windows, to check that the wind hadn't made off with our identity in the night, or the slanting estuary rain washed the brickwork clean. Jehoshaphat Havisham, otherwise known as Joseph Havisham, son of Matthias. Havisham's was the largest of several brewers in the town. Over the years, we had bought out a number of smaller breweries and their outlets, but my father had preferred to concentrate production in our own, extended works. He continued his father's program of tying in the vending sites, acquiring ownership outright, or making loans to the publicans who stocked our beer. Everyone in North Kent knew who we were. Approaching the town on the London Road, the eye was drawn first to the tower of the cathedral, and then, some moments later,